Jesse Brown's is where we are through the week. DC's also over at Well Run Media, too. We can't leave that out.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
But on
happy
Saturdays,
to be here. Happy to be here. Always
Yeah. Don Yeager on assignment. What's that mean?
Fishing. That is code for fishing.
That's right. Listen, we've got the Fly Fishing Film Tour coming up March 15th. I know it's a little ways over there, but not that long.
Not at all.
We've got tickets on sale. They're $14. Live music is included at that, starting at 5:30. 7 o'clock is when the movies start. Who are these things for? Oh, if you like fly fishing or fishing, if you like travel, if you like movie making and independent movie making, it's for you. Thursday night, it gets you out of the house. Come on out to the Visualite Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Fly Fishing Film Tour 2018.
And the tickets are $14, but if you go to Jesse Brown's, I hear that you can get the tickets for only $14.
Whoa, sounds like a deal to me.
At twice the price.
Listen, I had a friend, and you know that question that people ask, what would you do if you won the lottery?
I would probably do this podcast every day.
Well, listen, that sounds like a great idea. I had a friend who said he would go in search of Sasquatch, Bigfoot. And I said, well, man, some people say there's no such thing. And he said, it doesn't matter. It gets you outdoors. I can go camping. I can travel.
With purpose. I love that. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's right.
I would
right.
do that. Well, that's a great idea.
We have a man on the program next up who kind of analyzes this and refines the data and takes in sightings. His name is Stefan Jago. He's from Western North Carolina. He's a retired police officer from Paducah, Kentucky. Stefan, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Great to be here.
Listen, talk to us about this. You run the website, the Facebook page, North Carolina Bigfoot, and These days in Charlotte and around everywhere, people are seeing more deer, they're seeing more mm-hmm. bear, they're seeing coyotes, wildlife mm-hmm. in general. Tell us about sightings of Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Well, the problem with crunching the numbers on Bigfoot sightings is that, you know, who do you call? There's 911 for emergencies. There's 811 for before you dig. There's 311 in some cities for infrastructure information. But you know there's not a number to call, and so a lot of people don't really know who to call when they have such an experience. But I will say that the largest database in the United States currently is run by an organization called the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, the BFRO. If you've ever watched Finding Bigfoot, Matt Moneymaker on that show is the director of the BFRO. And they have been gathering sighting data since 1995. And North Carolina has had about 96 sightings reported to that website since 1995. And the BFRO does send out an investigator to talk to these individuals that are making these claims. For instance, if you try to post on the site, I saw Bigfoot and JCPenney the other day shopping for a pair of jeans, they're not going to just immediately post that and go, "Greg, we'll get that on the web."
What if Bigfoot was at the Gap? Would that change things?
Again?
What if Bigfoot was at the Gap instead of JCPenney? Would that change things?
In the Gap, it would definitely change things, and they would. They
okay,
would
just put it on I just want to know what the threshold is, man.
Well dressed Bigfoot.
Now, if he goes to Jesse Brown's, this is all in.
All right.
Well, so it's a study on credibility, credible sightings or occurrences versus non-credible sightings or occurrences. How did you get interested in this? Did you have an incident, a Sasquatch incident, earlier in your career?
I wish I could say I did, but I haven't, at least not yet. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Western Kentucky. I was a police officer there for 20 years. After that, I retired and got into youth ministry for another 11 years. And then my wife retired, and she and I had been visiting Western North Carolina for several years, bringing our church youth group to the Canoga Conference Center here in Henderson County. And in the course of bringing our youth group here every summer, we decided this would be a great place to retire. And in retirement, I suddenly had the time to devote to Bigfoot research. I'm not much of a going to the woods, squatching, as Matt Moneymaker calls it. kind of Bigfoot researcher. I like to just gather the data, look for migratory patterns, and to provide a place for people to report their sightings, such as on my Facebook page, North Carolina Bigfoot. But the interest has always been there since I was a kid. I've just always been into the mystery sort of thing. That may have been what led me into law enforcement. But now in retirement, I have the time to do this. And so I administrate this page. I take phone calls, people who say that they've had a sighting, and I disseminate information, sighting reports, and news on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think is so intriguing about this, about Bigfoot, about anything like this that we just, whether it be UFOs or Bigfoot or Lightness, what's so intriguing about us?
Well, if they exist, the big question is, how have they managed to avoid capture and avoid a really good video or photo for tens of thousands of years in North America? And that's the big mystery for me. Mm-hmm. And the problem with seeing that that these creatures have been out there for all this time, and yet no one has found a body. And yet I live here, you know, mm-hmm. here in North Carolina, there are about 10,000 black bears. I'm sure you know that.
Right.
Yet if you go out into the woods and hunt, which I don't, but if you do go out into the woods and hunt, I don't think I've ever talked to anyone, any hunter, who has come across a Bigfoot, a bear corpse. And so the big question is, if these things are out here, why don't we have a body yet? And I understand that question, but I don't think the sighting data can be reported. 400 to 500 people a year claim to have had some kind of sighting of a hairy biped in North America.
Right.
And I just don't think all of them are lying. I don't think all of them are mistaken. And I don't think all of them are making it up.
Well, agreed. I mean, I'm fascinated by every year I read stuff about how, you know, some new piece of sea life or plant life is discovered in places that have, you know, been, and we're actively looking for that stuff. It's not like, you know,
exactly.
Somebody stumbled upon something at 18,000 feet below sea level. They're actively looking for things, and it's not unusual to find things if you're looking for things. We're not actively looking for Bigfoot the way we are actively looking for other
flora
and fauna.
And that's a huge problem as well. We're leaving it to the amateurs like me when I would really like to see more credentialed scientists such as Jeff Meltram comes to mind. Jeff Meltram is a professor of anthropology at Idaho State University.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff has written, among other things, a book called Sasquatch, Legend Meets Science. And he studied, he's an expert in biped locomotion, and he studied footprints and mm-hmm. Footprint casts, which there are hundreds of thousands over the years that have been taken. And but just simply based on that evidence, Jeff says, you know, this is something that modern science needs to get into. You know, you've heard the old adage, I won't believe it until I see it.
Exactly.
Well, the problem with many scientists is they won't see it until they believe it.
Ha! There you go. There you go. I was going to ask you that same thing. I'll ask you to give me that answer, if you can, quickly. What do you think, quickly, is going to make folks go, yeah, we need to be devoting some time, money, and effort into researching this? What do you think the tipping point is
going to
be?
What's going to make people do that?
Yeah.
I think it's going to take a person of some credibility, such as Meltram, to have a sighting. But ultimately, of course, we need a body. I mean, that's just a hunter is just going to have to come across one in the woods, and we're just going to have to take a shot, and we're going to have a body.
Good point. Good point.
Stefan Jago, thank you so much for being on. The Facebook page is North Carolina Bigfoot. We didn't even get a chance in September. Marion, North Carolina, is going to be hosting with the McDowell Chamber of Commerce September of 2018, a Bigfoot festival. So maybe we can get back on and talk a little bit more about the Facebook page and that sort of thing. Thank you so much, Stefan, for joining the Outdoor Guys. For TJ Boggs and DC Lou Casey, I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.